And good evening and welcome to Vandals football here on WKRV as we get set to get the season underway here tonight. The Vandals at Carlinville to take on the Cavaliers here tonight, just a few minutes away from game time. Vandals football is presented by Lucas Lash Trucking Incorporated. They specialize in hauling grain, rock, and equipment. They also have a welding and repair shop. They're locally owned and operated, and you can call them 618-339-7239. That is Lucas Lash Trucking Incorporated. And Vandals football is also brought to you in part by Shelley's Burger Station. Shelley's, known for their outstanding hand-pressed burgers, also have a great breakfast menu. Shelley's offers dine-in, outside seating, drive-through, and carryouts are available at Shelley's Burger Station, 615 West Gallatin in downtown Vandalia. So we're just a couple of minutes away from getting this one started here tonight, the Vandals and the Carlinville Cavaliers. We'll go ahead and just get this out of the way to start with. The Vandals are short some guys tonight. They are short some players tonight. They're going to be out this week and next week. So some guys, you will notice their names aren't there, that won't be in the starting lineups for tonight. Looking at the starting lineup, we'll start off with the Vandals. The Vandals wide receivers are Connor DePew and Brenton McCarty. Left tackle is Isaac Forbes. The left guard is Dom Swires. The center is Bryce Hartley. Right guard is Caden Osborne. Noah Langston is the right tackle. The quarterback is Andrew Casey. And the runners, Jordan Colburn, Lucas Bowers, and Dylan Hinton on the offensive side for the Vandals. On the defensive side, the defensive ends are Bryce Hartley and Caden Osborne. Isaac Forbes and Xander Tate are the tackles. The outside linebackers, Lucas Bowers and Brody Matthews. Sam Bowers and Dylan Hinton are the inside linebackers. The corners are Jaden Wrench and Connor DePew, and the safety is Jordan Colburn. The Vandals won the toss, but they deferred. And they deferred, so Carlinville will get the opening kickoff, and the Vandals will get the second half kickoff here tonight. So the Vandals kicker, Cole Durbin, gets set to put it in the air. The Vandals going right to left in this first quarter. They're wearing their road white jerseys, red pants, and the ball is in the air. Carlinville takes it at the 10. Ahead to about the 30 and broke some room, and ahead to the 39-yard line. That's where Carlinville gets it on the return. So Carlinville ahead on that return. Up to the 39-yard line, their own 39. Carlinville going left to right. They are wearing their home blue jerseys trimmed in red. Their numbers are not easy to see. White helmets for Carlinville. Their quarterback is Kip Reels, and he is from the pistol. He takes the snap, drops back to throw. He is going deep. It is underthrown, but it is caught by the receiver. But was he in bounds or not? There's also a flag down. It was caught on the near sideline at about the 30, but there is a flag down. And it looks like this is A coming back. Haven't seen a signal for sure, and we are going to have pass interference against the Vandals. So pass interference against the Vandals, and it'll put it at the 45. So the Vandals commit the pass interference penalty, and it will put the ball ahead to the the Vandal 45-yard line. Quarterback from the pistol drops back to pass, going to look to the near sideline. He's got a man, but he catches it. He's not in bounds, however, and it is out of bounds, incomplete. Well, they've caught both passes on the sideline, so that might be a little bit of a vulnerable area, but neither one has stayed in bounds. Second down and 10 from the Vandal 45-yard line for Carlinville, just underway in this one. Carlinville with two receivers to the left, one to the right. The quarterback reels, fakes the handoff, keeps it himself. He's in some trouble, and he's going to be brought down back in Carlinville territory. First Vandal that got a hand on him was number 28, Sam Bowers. And he's going to lose about 6 yards, and it'll bring up third down at about 16. Third down at about 16 coming up for the Carlinville Cavaliers from their own 49-yard line. Third down and 16 for Carlinville from their own 39. 11 minutes remaining in this opening quarter, just getting underway. Their quarterback, Kip Reels, from the pistol formation, two receivers to the right, one left, under some pressure, gets a pass away, a little underthrown, but it's caught. I think they got away with a little bit of a push-off, but Carlinville gets the catch. That'll be Tate Duckles making the catch on the near sideline. It is a first down and puts Carlinville inside the Vandal 25, ahead to the 23-yard line, first down and 10 for Carlinville. They've kind of thrown it up for grabs on each one of their passes, and their receivers have been able to get underneath them. First down and 10 from the Vandal 23 for Carlinville. This is Reels from the pistol. He's going to hand it off. Carlinville looking to run, but Sam Bowers able to get in the backfield, and he will bring down the running back. That is Joel White, who ran the ball. He picked up about 2, maybe 3 yards ahead to the 21-yard line. Second down and 8 from the Vandal 21. Second down and 8 from the Vandal 21, 9:55 remaining in this opening quarter. Kip Reels, the quarterback. He this time gets under center. Put a man in motion right to left. That's who gets the handoff. And he's going to be brought down at the 19-yard line. So pickup of maybe 2 on that carry. And that was by Tristan Thompson. So it's going to bring up a third down and 6 for Carlinville from the Vandal 19-yard line. Third down and 6 for Carlinville from the Vandal 19. 9 minutes, 15 seconds remaining in this opening quarter. Carlinville got a penalty from the Vandals on a pass interference. They also got a big completion to get them deep into Vandal territory. Man in motion. Instead, they give it to the second man through, and he's not going to pick up a whole lot, maybe a yard through the middle of the field. A gaggle of Vandals were there, including Hank Lyons, number 55. Excuse me, that's Carlinville's roster. Caden Osborne, I should say. And it is fourth down and 4. So Carlinville's gained 2 yards on each play. So now it's fourth down and 4. Fourth down and 4 for Carlinville. They hand it off. Not a whole lot there. And I think they're going to give it up on down. So not a whole lot there for the Vandals. Saw number 77 get in on the act. That is Isaac Forbes. And nope. Oh, they got enough. They got enough. Boy, it did not look like it. But they say they got enough, and they're down to the, kind of hard to tell from this angle, down to about the 11. So first down and 10 for Carlinville. They did get enough to get the first down. Hand it off again. The ball's on the ground, and the Vandals have it. So a turnover by Carlinville. And the Vandals come up with it. Can't tell who came up with it. I know Dylan Hinton was right in there in the mix. But it is a turnover by Carlinville. So a turnover. So Bryce Hartlieb, it looks like, came up with the fumble recovery. And a turnover by Carlinville on the fumble. So the Vandals get the football back. First down and 10 for the Vandals. From about the 14-yard line, Andrew Casey from the shotgun. Man in motion. Going to hand it off to that man. He's looking to get some room. Got a little bit ahead. And then was tackled out of bounds. I don't know how that wouldn't be a horse collar tackle. Jordan Colburn with the carry. Well, I don't know how that's not a horse collar tackle. He grabbed him around the neck and flung him. Second down and 7, 3-yard pickup for Jordan Colburn. Second down and 7 for the Vandals. Ahead to about the 17. From the shotgun, Andrew Casey puts a man in motion. That is Connor DePew, and that is who they hand it to. Connor looking for some room. Ahead to the 25, to the 30, to the 35, 40, 45. He's across midfield, and he's finally brought down at about the 47, but I saw a flag in the backfield. Back at the 15-yard line. That is probably going to be a hold or a block to the back against the Vandals, and it will be. That is a hold against the Vandals. That'll bring that back. And from the spot of the foul, it's going to put them inside the 10-yard line. So Connor DePew picked up a lot of yardage. But it will be brought back on this penalty. So the Vandals with a couple of early penalties, one on defense for pass interference, and now a holding penalty. So second down and 15 now for the Vandals, and they are back to the 9-yard line. Second down and 15, back to the 9. Three receivers left, one right. Dylan Hinton in the backfield with Andrew Casey. He's kind of in the pistol formation. One receiver to the right. That is Brenton McCarty. Andrew Casey takes a snap. Drops back to pass. He's got some time now. He's flushed. The ball's loose. Carlinville has it. Carlinville recovers the fumble at about the 5. So Andrew Casey, I believe, lost that one. And Carlinville recovers. So both teams with a fumble. And this one puts Carlinville in the driver's seat. So both teams with a fumble. And Carlinville recovers, and they've got it at the Vandals' 6-yard line. So first and goal for Carlinville from the 6. First and goal for Carlinville from the 6. Quarterback reels, takes the snap, rolling left, and he's going to run into the end zone. Touchdown. 6-yard touchdown run from Reels. Carlinville on the board first. And this comes at the 6:51 mark here in the first quarter. And Carlinville, see what they're going to do, if they're going to go for 2 or they will attempt the point after here. So they lead it 6-0, 6:51 remaining in the opening quarter. Both teams with a turnover. The only difference is Carlinville's was deep in Vandal territory. The Vandals was deep in their own territory. Snap is back. The kick is up, and it is good. So the point after is good, and Carlinville leads the Vandals 7-0. 7-0 is our score. We'll take a break on WKRV.
Perfect time for a fresh start and new beginnings. Whether you want to build your dream home, purchase the car that caught your eye, or breathe some fresh air with a personal loan, the FNB Community Bank Loan Team is here to help. Let's work together to find the loan option that's best for you. Stop by today. The FNB Community Bank, NMLS number 419493, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
So the Vandals trail 7-0. Carlinville a 6-yard touchdown after the turnover. So a fumble. Carlinville got it at the Vandals 6, and they cashed it in on the first play for a touchdown. 6:49 remaining in this opening quarter. So the Vandals in a hole, and they'll look to dig out of it here. So the Vandals will get a true possession here. The last time was on the turnover, and you don't get great field position there. They didn't. They were deep in their own territory. They had a penalty that really hurt them on that drive, or they would have been up into probably Carlinville territory. So a pooch kick caught by the Vandals at about the 22-yard line. Brought home. Nice return up to about the 44-yard line. That's Brody Matthews. So a good return for the Vandals. And that is where they will start off on this drive. So the Vandals will start off at their own 45. 6 minutes, 42 seconds remaining in this opening quarter. Three receivers will line up to the left. Connor Depew, Jordan Colburn, and Lucas Bowers line up to the left. It's Brenton McCarty on the right for the Vandals. Andrew Casey, the quarterback, in the pistol formation. Dylan Hinton is in the backfield behind him. Andrew Casey hands it off to Hinton. And he's able to duck his way ahead to about the 47. Pickup of about 2, second down and 8. Second down and 8 for the Vandals from their own 47-yard line. Vandals trail 7-0. We're about halfway through this opening quarter in the opening game of the 2025 season. Andrew Kaysy again in the pistol formation. Three receivers, Bowers, DePue, and Colburn to his left. McCarty to his right. Hinton in the backfield. Takes the snap. Quick pass out. That's to Connor DePue. Connor looking for some room, and he gets ahead into Carlinville territory and near the 45. We'll see where they spot it. He's going to be about a yard short, I believe, of the first down. Third down and one. Third down and a yard for the Vandals. Connor picks up about 7 yards on that quick out on the completion. Bowers now lines up. Looks like an extra blocker there. And they're going to hand it off to Hinton. He's going to get the first down. And he fights his way ahead to about the 42. Dylan Hinton, running back for the Vandals, 5'10", 185, strong, tough. And he pushes it ahead to the 42. First down and 10 for the Vandals into Carlinville territory to the 42-yard line. Three receivers line up right. That is Colburn, McCarty, and Bowers to the right. It is Connor DePue to the left. So there'll be a lot of attention to the left side of the field. From the pistol formation, Andrew Kaysy takes the snap, flips it out right side. Colburn, he's got a lot of room in front of him. Ahead to the 30. That's another first down for the Vandals. That's kind of what I thought. When you got Connor DePue lined up on the left side, it's going to draw a lot of attention. And Colburn got some extra room over there and gets ahead to what ends up being the 31. First down and 10 for the Vandals, ahead to the Carlinville 31-yard line. 4 minutes, 45 seconds remaining. Three receivers line up left, one right. They hand it off to Hinton. He's got a lot of room through the middle, and he is going to be inside the 25-yard line. Spotted at the 24, I believe. Yes, they will, and it's going to be second and about three. Second and three for the Vandals from the 24 of Carlinville. Three receivers line up left, Colburn, DePue, and Bowers. One receiver lines up right from the pistol formation, Andrew Kaysy. Hands it off. This is Hinton. Breaks a couple of tackles. Stays on his feet and fights his way down inside the 15. That's a first down for the Vandals. Vandals going right to left in this opening quarter. 4 minutes, 5 seconds remaining. In this opening quarter, the Vandals trail 7-0. First down and 10 for the Vandals. Down to the Carlinville 14-yard line. Andrew Kaysy looking to the sideline, gets a play in. Three receivers line up to the left. That is Bowers, DePue, and Colburn. They'll hand it off instead to Hinton, and they're able to wrap him up pretty much at the line of scrimmage, second down and 10. Second down and 10 for the Vandals. Might have even lost a half yard there. Second down and 10 from right about the 15-yard line. 3 minutes, 20 seconds remaining opening quarter. The Vandals trail 7-0. Three receivers will line up to the left. That'll be Bowers, DePue, and Colburn. To the right, it'll be McCarty. From the pistol formation, Andrew Kaysy takes the snap. He rolls left, looking downfield, passes away, caught inside the 5 and going out of bounds on the near side. Inside the 5-yard line is Connor DePue, and it'll be first and goal for the Vandals from the 3. First and goal from the Vandals. They'll spot it at the 4. First and goal for the Vandals. 3 minutes, 2 seconds remaining. Two receivers will line up left. That's going to be Colburn and McCarty. One receiver lining up to the left, I should say. That's Connor DePue. Two to the right. Andrew Kaysy hands it off to Hinton, but Carlinville is in the backfield, and they bring him down. They had that sniffed out pretty well. Number 72 for Carlinville, Colburn Watt Walton. And it's second down and goal from the 6. Second and goal from the 6 now for the Vandals. 2 minutes, 35 seconds remaining in this opening quarter. Three receivers line up to the right. That is McCarty, Bowers, and Colburn. One receiver to the left is Connor DePue. Play clock is at 15 for the Vandals. Andrew Kaysy from the shotgun. Dylan Hinton will line up to his left in the shotgun formation. Andrew takes a snap, fakes a handoff, pass away, incomplete. And a flag is thrown. I thought so. That is pass interference, and that'll be half the distance to the goal and put it at the three. He was all over him. I mean, he was draped all over Connor. So it's a first and goal and ahead to the three. So first and goal from the three. 2 minutes, 13 seconds remaining in this opening quarter. Vandals trail 7-0. Two men in the backfield from the shotgun with Andrew Casey. That'll be Colburn and Hinton. Colburn to his left, Hinton to his right. Two receivers line up to his right, one to his left. The man to the left is Connor Depew. They hand it off to Colburn. He's trying to get to the outside corner. Fights a couple of tackles, dives toward the end zone. Didn't quite get there, but we do have a flag down. Now, what in the world would that be for? So we're going to see where they spot it. We'll also see what the flag's for. It's against the Vandals. I didn't see what the indication was. So a flag against the Vandals. Going to be a 10. Must have been a hold. I did not see his indication. So it is still first and goal from the 13 now for the Vandals. So the Vandals have hurt themselves with some penalties so far here tonight. Colburn was probably going to be down at the one on the far side. Andrew Casey rolls right, now stops, now flips it back to McCarty, but I think he kind of slipped, and he's going to be brought down, probably a loss of a yard. So third down. Third down and goal for the Vandals at the Carlinville 14. They had it at the three. Third down, Andrew Casey. Three receivers left, one right. Takes the snap. Rolls left. Squares his shoulders. Passes away. Incomplete. Man, it was into a crowd. Two Cavaliers, two Vandals. Pass knocked down, and it's incomplete. And it's going to bring up fourth down. And I think the Vandals are going to send in the punt team, or excuse me, the kicking team, and go for an extra point, or excuse me, go for a field goal. So the Vandals are going to go for a field goal. So it's going to be about a 32-yarder, a 32-yard attempt for Durbin. So a 32-yard attempt. Snap is back. The kick is up. The kick is good. So the field goal, Cole Durbin, a 32-yard field goal, gets the Vandals on the board. And Carlinville leads it 7-3. So the Vandals on the board. They get three on the field goal with 1:18 remaining in this first quarter. So the Vandals on the board. They get the field goal. We'll take a break on WKRV.
Locke Flooring Innovations. You know us as your local flooring store, but did you know we carry other home renovation necessities? Renovating your kitchen? Check out our Cambria quartz and laminate countertop options. We can help you find the perfect backsplash tile to match. Ready to update that outdated bathroom? We offer all the latest tile options for showers and floors and invite you to stop by and learn about the 100% customizable Onyx shower systems that eliminate grout and make cleaning so much easier. Wanting to add to your curb appeal? Consider our manufactured stone to update and enhance your exterior with timeless style. Manufactured stone is also a great option for your interior space, such as a fireplace. Stop by our showroom today or give us a call at 618-322-3863 and ask about our financing options. Lock Flooring Innovations off Exit 61 in Vandalia. Financing is subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
On on the kickoff. It is a short one, and it is fumbled, and the Vandals take over. So the Vandals are going to have it at about the 43 of Carlinville. It was a short, wobbly kick, and Carlinville turns it over. So that is their second turnover, both fumbles. We've had three turnovers already in the game, all fumbles. And, man, there's nothing to blame it on. It's nice and dry, and we're on carpet. So the Vandals take over. So the Vandals just got a field goal a moment ago to cut it to a 7-3 deficit. And now the Vandals get it back with 1:09 remaining in the first quarter. Two receivers line up left, two right. Andrew Casey from the shotgun with Dylan Hinton in the backfield with him to his left. His two receivers to his left are Colburn and DePue. It is Bowers and McCarty to his right. Man in motion is Colburn. Fake the handoff to him, but they give it to Hinton, and another flag is down. So this play is going to come back. I don't know how it could be holding that quick. The flag came in. It's almost got to be a formation or a false start. The flag came in so fast from the side. We have seen a lot of flags already. It's a sideline warning. So a sideline warning on the Vandals. So the run counts. Wow. So the run counts. Dylan Hinton got it all the way down to the 16 for a first down. So that run counts. It was a sideline warning. That was pathetic. That was absolutely pathetic the way that was handed. Throw a flag before the play even went. Looked like a false start. It was an absolutely pathetic show on that penalty. What a joke. First down and 10, and it wasn't even a penalty. Fake handoff. Andrew Casey gets a pass, caught by Colburn, and he's tripped up, and here comes another flag flying in. My gosh, that flag's flying in from North Macoupin County. So it was going to be probably a loss. There's a flag down. Do you people even know what it's for? An offensive pass interference on the Vandals. I'll tell you what, when you call a penalty like that, you are looking for something. You are looking for something. And I don't mean going to the bakery looking for something. You are looking for something. Anyway, Vandal football, first down and 24 after the penalty. Back to the 28-yard line. Wow, it's their first game too, let's remember. Two receivers line up left, one lines up right. For the Vandals, they hand it off. This is Connor DePue looking for room, spins, stays on its feet, and dives ahead to the 20. My gosh, I don't think there's a penalty flag on that. I don't know that that's allowed, however, tonight. So a gain of 8. So second down and 14 after the gain by Connor DePue, and that is the end of the first quarter. So at the end of the first quarter, Carlinville leads the Vandals 7-3. We'll take a break on WKRV.
When it's time to buy a new or pre-owned vehicle, you need to see Hex Chevrolet in Vandalia. Hex Chevrolet is your full-service dealership. They will help you get your new vehicle financed and make sure you get a deal you're happy with. Hex Chevrolet's service department is ready to help you get back on the road again if you have problems. For a new Chevy or a pre-owned vehicle, choose the dealer that will be with you all the way. Hex Chevrolet, 122 West Gallatin, downtown Vandalia. Check out their website at VandaliaChevy.com or call 283-0381.
So we get ready for the second quarter. Hate to get on the officials too much, but there was a little much there for a couple of plays. Sometimes you get a little look at me feel from the officials. So the Vandals will have the football at the Carlinville 21. It'll be second down at about 14, I believe, coming up. So second down at about 14 coming up for the Vandals. They trail 7-3. So the Vandals have gotten on the board with a field goal. And it is 7-3. as we get ready to get started here in the second quarter. The Vandals have not broken huddle yet. And now they do. So a fresh 12 minutes on the clock as we get ready for this second quarter. And second down, they call it 15 now. Second down and 15 for the Vandals from the Carlinville 21. And the Vandals did hurt themselves, no question, in that first quarter with penalties. Andrew Casey from the shotgun puts a man in motion. Colburn right to left. They hand it to Colburn. He's looking to get the outside. Now cuts back, gets tripped up, and gets ahead to about the 15. We'll see where they spot it. That's a pickup of 5, maybe 6. It's going to be a 6-yard gain. And it'll bring up a 3rd down and 9 now for the Vandals from the Carlinville 15. Well, the Vandals have already proven that they can kick a field goal if needed. 3rd down and 9 from the Carlinville 15-yard line. Andrew Casey from the shotgun puts a man in motion. That is Connor DePue. Connor gets it, cuts back, looking for room. He's going to have the 1st down and more to the corner of the end zone. Touchdown as he knocks down the pylon. And the Vandals have their first touchdown of 2025, a 15-yard run from Connor DePue. So Connor DePue, a 15-yard run for the touchdown. This comes at the 11:13 mark in this second quarter. And so the Vandals have their first lead of the night, 9-7. And now Durbin will attempt the extra point. His kick is up, and it is plenty strong and good. So the kick is up and good. It is a touchdown, and the extra point is good. And the Vandals now have a 10-7 lead. So Connor DePue got just enough room, and he made it work for the touchdown to give the Vandals the lead. We'll take a break. Come back with more on WKRV.
If you're a farmer, you may wonder how well your bank understands your business, especially when you need a loan. Agriculture is a whole different animal, but so is Bank of Hillsboro. Our decades of experience serving agriculture customers across South Central Illinois, combined with our personalized prompt service, means our customers receive the guidance and expertise not found elsewhere. I'm Misty Barrowman, farmer and president and CEO of Bank of Hillsboro. Let's make it happen. Visit bankhillsboro.com to learn more. Bank of Hillsboro is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
Vandals touchdowns are brought to you by Stumbaugh's Heating and Air. They've been around better than 100 years. Stumbaugh's is at 329 South 1st Street in Vandalia, or call them at 283-0142. They're a local authorized carrier dealer. That's Stumbaugh's Heating and Air. Kick is away. Carlinville takes it at about the 15. They'll bring it forward to about the 33-yard line. Touchdowns are also brought to you by Illinois Farm Business Farm Management. They are at 925 New York Drive in Vandalia. Illinois Farm Business Farm Management offers accounting and tax services to local farmers. Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, better records, trusted solutions. So Carlinville with the football, 11:04 remaining in the second quarter. The Vandals now lead 10-3. Their quarterback reels from the shotgun, takes the snap. Fakes a handoff, rolls, able to avoid a sack. Now he's going to run it and gets ahead to about the 37-yard line before he is brought down. Well, good job there by the Vandals, taking away a lot of options. But he was able to pick up about 5 yards on that run. Second down and about 5, maybe 6 from their own 38-yard line. Second down and about 6, I'd say, from their own 38 for Carlinville. 10 minutes, 25 seconds remaining until halftime. The Vandals lead it 10-7. From the shotgun, Reels takes the snap, drops back to pass. He's going deep. He's got a man. It's incomplete. And it's going to be a flag for pass interference. There was a lot of contact. There was a lot of contact there. Brenton McCarty was right there with the receiver, but there was a lot of contact there, and they're going to get him for the pass interference. And that'll be the second pass interference penalty against the Vandals. Now, Carlinville will have the ball at the 47 of the Vandals. That is better than if they'd have got that completion, I will say. Reels from the pistol formation, one man in the backfield. He's going to loft one up again. He's got a man incomplete, overthrew it. They are kind of lofting it up. And when you get the, no, there's a flag down. There's a flag down. This is way up. Is it the same thing? Yeah, another pass interference against the Vandals. Wow. So another pass interference against the Vandals. That is three tonight. So another pass interference against the Vandals. You're talking 30 yards right there just on penalty. So Carlinville has the ball now ahead to the Vandal 32. Reels from the pistol formation, takes the snap, hands it off. Running back looking for room, not much there at all. He's going to be brought down. Hayden Carroll was in on that tackle. Looks like basically just back to the line of scrimmage. Second down and 10. So second down and 10 for Carlinville from the Vandal 32. So two pass interference penalties against the Vandals. Have given Carlinville an opportunity. Second down and 10 from the Vandal 32. Four reels, two receivers to his right, puts a man in motion right to left. Now another man in motion after that man gets back in position on the line. Reels gets a pass away. It is caught, but the Vandals were right there for the tackle. Britton McCarty came flying up. They've kind of been picking on him on those deep passes, but he came flying up there to make the tackle after it was caught by Buckles. So it is third down and 8. Third down and 8 for Carlinville. 8:55 remaining in this second quarter. The Vandals lead it 10-7. Third and 8 from the Vandal 34, Carlinville. Two receivers line up right, one left. And a whistle. Do we have a timeout or no? Yes, we do. Carlinville is going to take a timeout. And we'll just keep it right here. Timeout's brought to you by Rock Bottom Tire. They offer new tires and quality used tires. They're also a certified MileStar dealer. Call them at 618-699-5535. Stop by 1720 North 8th Street in Vandalia. That's Rock Bottom Tire. Timeout's also brought to you by K. Marsh Insurance. They offer a wide range of insurance policies and plans. They're at 740 West Orchard in Vandalia. Find them online at kmarshinsurance.com. K. Marsh Insurance. Protect your legacy. 8 minutes, 40 seconds remaining in this opening half in the second quarter. The Vandals lead it 10-7. Carlinville has a third down and 8 coming up from the Vandal 30-yard line. Vandals have scored on a field goal. Cole Durbin, a 32-yard field goal at the 118 mark of the first, and then Connor DePue with a touchdown earlier this quarter. Third down and 8. Reels hands it off. Running back right through the middle. Going to get down to the 25. That's going to bring up a fourth and about 3. So a fourth and 3 for Carlinville. Fourth and about 3 for Carlinville. From the Vandal 25. So fourth down and 3 for Carlinville from the Vandal 25. They're going to go under center. Reels will this time. They're packing it in on the line. Man in motion. Hand it to him. He's trying to get to the outside. The Vandals drag him out of bounds on the near side of the field, and it is not enough. It is not enough, and Carlinville turns it over on down. The official made that call from the sideline, and the Vandals will take over. So the Vandals had a couple of penalties on that drive, pass interference penalties, but they bent but did not break, and they get the ball back at the Carlinville 19. So Carlinville gives it up on down. Three receivers line up left for the Vandals. DePue, Colburn, and Bowers. To the right, one receiver, that is McCarty. From the pistol formation is Andrew Casey. Hinton in the backfield behind him. Takes the snap. Drops back. Rolling under some pressure. Gets a pass away to a wide open Connor DePue. He's across midfield. 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Touchdown! Connor DePue. 81 yards. The field is clean. And the Vandals are on the board. Lead it now 16-7, pending the extra point. Casey was in trouble. Connor DePue somehow was wide open. And the Vandals back on the board. So the Vandals lead it 16-7. Snap is back. The kick is up. The kick is good. And the Vandals now lead it 17-7. 17-7 is our score. We'll take a break on WKRV.
DC Concrete and Construction is a call to make for your next job. Owner Dustin Chandler has 20 years experience in the industry. Dustin and his crew handle residential and commercial work, foundations, flat work, and stamp concrete. DC Concrete and Construction is professional, dependable, and they guarantee the highest quality work. Call DC Concrete and Construction at 618-267-2571. At 618-267-2571. Visit their website, dcconcreteandconstruction.com, or find them on Facebook. That's DC Concrete and Construction.
Touchdowns are brought to you in part by Illinois Farm Business Farm Management. Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, 925 New York Drive in Vandalia. They offer accounting and tax services. That's Illinois Farm Business Farm Management. Better records, trusted solutions. Carlinville. On the kickoff, gets it ahead to about the 30 yards. Touchdowns also brought to you by Rock Bottom. Touchdowns brought to you in part by Stumbaugh's Heating and Air. They've been around for better than 100 years. Stumbaugh's at 329 South 1st Street in Vandalia. Call them at 283-0142. Or your local authorized carrier dealer. That is Stumbaugh's Heating and Air. So Carlinville with the football back at their own 30. Reels. Two receivers to his left, one to his right, pistol formation. Takes the snap, hands it off. Nope, keeps it. And gets a pass away, caught by number 15 on the near side of the field. That is Duckles. And he has a decent gain on the first down. It's like about a 7-yard pickup ahead to the 37-yard line. So second down and about three for Carlinville on that pickup on first down. 7 minutes, 22 seconds remaining until halftime. The Vandals lead it 17-7. Two receivers line up to the right, one to the left for Reels. One man in the backfield behind him. He's in the pistol formation. Hill takes the snap, drops back to pass, across the middle of the field, and complete. Pass was intended for number 5, Tristan Thompson, and Vandals defender back there with him was Jaden Wrench. And it is third down and about three for Carlinville. Third down and three for Carlinville. 7 minutes, 17 seconds remaining in this second quarter. Wrench from the pistol formation, two receivers to his right, one to his left. Hands it off, and it's going to be a first down for Carlinville. Running back gets it all the way ahead to the 45-yard line. And we do have a Vandal down. So there is a Vandal down after the 6-yard gain. That is Sam Bowers, who is shaken up a little bit. Now he's back up. Trainer Chris Witten comes out, but Sam's acting like he's okay. He kind of shaking the arm a little bit, but using the arm, that's always a good sign. But he will sub out, and Benton Dively will sub in for the Vandals. So first down and 10 for Carlinville at their own 46-yard line. Reels two receivers, line up to his right, one to his left, one man in the backfield. He's in the pistol formation on the first down and 10. He takes the snap, drops back to pass, passes across the middle, incomplete. Two Vandals receivers were back there. Thompson was the intended receiver. Wrench back there, and Colburn back there as well for the Vandals. Second down and 10. Second down and 10 for Carlinville. Again, they're at their own 46-yard line. 6 minutes, 52 seconds remaining in the second quarter. Wrench from the pistol formation. Two receivers right, one left. He rolls left after getting the snap. Gets a pass away. It is caught. First down for Carlinville. And still on his feet all the way down to the 27-yard line. That is Duckles with the catch. And it's a big gain and a first down for the Carlinville Cavaliers ahead to the 27-yard line. First down and 10 for Carlinville ahead to Vandal territory to the 27. First down and 10 for Carlinville ahead to the Vandal 27-yard line. 6 minutes, 25 seconds remaining in the second quarter. Reels from the pistol. Two receivers line up right, one left. Now nobody. He's got an empty backfield with him. Man in motion, right to left. They give it to the man in motion. He cuts back. And the Vandals will wrap him up at about the 20-21-yard line. Going to be a nice gain, about 7 yards, as he went untouched. Seen a lot of that tonight, really, on both sides. Kind of first week jitters, maybe. They head to the 21. So it's a pickup of second down and four. Second down and four for Carlinville ahead to the Vandal 21-yard line. 5 minutes, 40 seconds remaining in this first half. Fake the handoff. Reels keeping it. Gets tripped up. And I think he's going to be down about the 18, 19-yard line. No, they're going to say a first down. Are you serious? Well, that's a nice spot if you can get it. Ahead to the 16. I guess it's just where your body stops. So, timeout for Carlinville. I tell you what, after that spot, I'd take a timeout too. Timeout for Carlinville. We'll take a break on WKRV.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Well, back here, first down and 10 for Carlinville. They've got it ahead to the Vandals 16-yard line. Reels. Two receivers line up to his right, one to his left. He'll take the snap. He drops back to pass. Close one up, end zone, touchdown. Reels to Duckles from 16 yards out. Carlinville back on the board. Reels to Duckles. 16-yard touchdown. 5:12 remaining in this second quarter. Carlinville cuts it to 17-13, pending the extra point. So 17-13, pending the extra point. And wait on the snap now. Now they're going to try for it. They're going for two, And they stopped him, I think, short. Yeah, they did. So Carlinville decided to go ahead and try it on a trick play, and they come up empty. So two-point conversion, no good. And the Vandals lead is 17-13. So 17-13 is the Vandals lead. Take a break on WKRV.
Hi, this is Lacey Glenn with Durbin's Overhead Door. If you are looking for a quality business and Vandalia's only local garage door company, look no further than us. At Durbin's Overhead Door, we offer many services, including new installation of garage doors for both residential and commercial. We also do repairs, spring replacements, and opener service. We are open Monday through Friday with Saturday emergency service available. At Durbin's Overhead Door, we offer the best products, including Amar, Delden, Haas, and TrackRite doors, and we are a LiftMaster dealer. You can give us a call at 618-283-4863. That's 618-283-4863. You can also visit our website at durbinsoverheaddoor.com. For all your garage door needs, choose Durbin's Overhead Door.
So Carlinville with a touchdown. And but the two-point conversion attempt, no good. Long kick. McCarty all the way back at the five, trying to run it back, looking for room, and he's going to be down at about the 20. So he was able to get a little bit of room to get it back to the 20. But man, that was a boom kick. They had went short on an earlier kick, but that time showed the distance, and the Vandals will have it at their own 20. So the Vandals' lead is now 17-13, 5 minutes exactly remaining in the first half. Andrew Casey puts a man in motion. That is Connor Depew, and they give it to Connor. He's trying to get to the outside, and he can't get there. They're going to wrap him up for about a four-yard loss. He was trying to cut to the outside. Vandals going left to right here in this opening quarter. And he was trying to cut to the outside on the near side of the field, then tried to cut back. And Carlinville read it pretty well for a four-yard loss, second down and 14 from their own 16-yard line for Carlinville. Three receivers line up to the left, one to the right. One receiver to the right is McCarty. Three receivers line up to the left. Andrew Casey from the pistol takes the snap. He rolls left. Gets a pass away. Caught by Connor Depew. Far side of the field. Looks like it's going to be at about the 37, 38-yard line. Connor was right at the out-of-bounds, so he caught it, went out-of-bounds. So the clock stops, and it is a first down. Well, Andrew doing a good job rolling left, and then as a right-handed thrower being able to square those shoulders and get a pretty good pass away. He is a very good athlete. Three receivers line up to his right. One to his left. See, it is Colburn, Bowers, and McCarty lining up to his right. And Depew to his left. One man in the backfield. That is Hinton. And that's who, no, fake the handoff to him. Pass trying to go to the middle. It's incomplete. Trying to hit Colburn through the middle of the field, but it's incomplete. And it'll bring up second down and 10. Second down and 10. For the Vandals from their own 37-yard line. 4 minutes, 9 seconds remaining. In the second quarter, the Vandals lead it 17-13. Three receivers line up right, one left. Andrew takes the snap, rolls right, now looks back left. He's in trouble, and he's going to be brought down back at about the 34-yard line, a loss of three on the sack. He was in trouble almost from the get-go. And it's going to bring up third down and 17 now for the Vandals. Clock is running at 3:45 remaining in the second quarter. So a third down and 17 now. And it looks like the Vandals are going to take a timeout. So the Vandals are going to take a timeout. Timeouts are brought to you by K. Marsh Insurance. They offer a wide variety of insurance policies and plans. They're at 740 West Orchard in Vandalia, or you can find them online at kmarshinsurance.com. That's Kmarsh Insurance. Protect your legacy. Timeout's also brought to you by Rock Bottom Tire. They offer new tires and quality used tires. Also a certified MileStar tire dealer. Call them at 618-699-5535. Stop by at 1720 North 8th Street in Vandalia. That is Rock Bottom Tire. 3 minutes, 43 seconds remaining in the second quarter. The Vandals lead at 17-13. They have a third down. They gave the Vandals, I'll tell you what, they gave the Vandals an awful good spot there. So they've got an awful good spot where they've got the ball ahead to the 34-yard line. So it's a third down and 13. A lot better than I thought. So third down and 13 from their own 34 for the Vandals. After the timeout, two receivers left, two right. It's Bowers and McCarty to the right. DePue and Colburn to the left. Andrew drops back. Under pressure, he's in trouble. Looks to get it away. He does. It is caught by McCarty. First down into Vandal territory. Ahead to the 42. Brendan McCarty with a catch. And the Vandals with a first down into Carlinville territory. Great job by Andrew Casey extending the play. Great job by McCarty to come up with a catch. First down and 10 for the Vandals. Ahead to the 43. Three receivers left, one right. It is Bowers, DePue, and Colburn to the left. McCarty, the receiver, to the right. From the pistol, Andrew Casey with Hinton in the backfield with him. First down and 10 for the Vandals. Andrew rolls left, squares the shoulders, still rolling, gets a pass away, caught. That is DePue, and it's ahead to the 30. Great job, again, to extend the play. And I tell you what, it was a great job by DePue to keep moving. So it's complete for the Vandals. Another first down ahead to the Carlinville 30. 2 minutes, 55 seconds remaining in this second quarter. Three receivers line up right, one left. The one man to the left is DePue. It is Colburn, Bowers, and McCarty to the right. It is an empty, nope, next to him. He's from the shotgun with Hinton next to him. To his left is Andrew Casey. Andrew takes the snap, and it's fumbled, but Andrew fell on it. He fumbled it forward and then fell on it. Hey, that's how you design it up, right? You get a two-yard gain, second down and 8. He fumbled it straight forward and then just fell on it and ends up picking up 2 yards, second down and 8. So second down and 8, you're now playing the clock a little bit too. 2 minutes, 10 seconds remaining in this second quarter. Second down and 8 for the Vandals. Ahead to the 30. Or excuse me, the 28. That's where they got it, at the Carlinville 28. Andrew takes the snap, hands it off to Hinton, straight through the middle. He's got some room to the 15 and barrels down to about the 12. Another first down for the Vandals. Dylan Hinton with a nice run. So a first down for the Vandals. Dylan Hinton just took it straight through the gut. He picked up some nice yardage. Two receivers will line up left. That is McCarty and Colburn. To the right, it is Bowers and McCarty. They put a man in motion. Colburn faked the handoff to him. Casey keeps it himself, and Andrew gets down to the 5. Down to the 5. It's going to be a second down and, what, about 2. Down at the Carlinville 5. 1 minute, 20 seconds remaining. Second and 2 from the Carlinville 5. 1 minute, 10 seconds. Remaining until halftime. Vandals lead at 17-13, but threatening. Two receivers to the left. That is DePue and Colbert. Two to the right. Man in motion, Colbert, left, right. And a flag down on the Vandals. It's going to be a false start, 5-yard penalty. And that'll push the Vandals back to the 7. So it'll be second down. And ball back to the 10. It'll be second and 7 from the 10. So second and 7 from the 10 for the Vandals. We are inside a minute remaining in the second quarter. Remember, the Vandals do get the ball coming out as they deferred to the second half. Two receivers line up left, DePue and Colburn, two to the right. Andrew Casey drops back, passes away, caught. Brian, to break the tackle is DePue, and he's not going to be able to. He does it down a bit. I'm not sure how much he did get. See where they spot it. It's like down to about the 9. I can't tell. Down to, hard to tell from here where they spot it. It is 3rd down and 5, so he picked up a couple. 3rd down and 5 for the Vandals inside the Carlinville 10. Andrew takes the handoff, pass away, incomplete, in and out of the hands of the intended receiver. It was a quick fake handoff, and then got the pass away, but it was through the hands of the receiver, I think. And it is 4th down and 5 for the Vandals at the Carlinville 8. 4th down and 5 for the Vandals from the Carlinville 8. What are we going to do here? See what the Vandals are going to do. They've already kicked a field goal tonight, and this would be a shorter one. So the Vandals are going to take a timeout. Timeouts are brought to you in part by Rock Bottom Tire. They offer new tires and quality used tires. They are also a certified MileStar tire dealer. Call them 618-699-5535 or stop by 1720 North 8th in Vandalia. That is Rock Bottom Tire. Timeouts also brought to you by K. Marsh Insurance. They offer a wide variety of insurance policies and plans. They're at 740 West Orchard in Vandalia. Find them online, kmarshinsurance.com. K. Marsh Insurance, protect your legacy. So it will be a 4th down and 5 for the Vandals. The ball's at about the Carlinville 8. The Vandals kicked a field goal earlier, 32 yards, from the 8. 18 be about 7 on the spot, so it would be about a 25-yarder from here. 13.6 seconds remaining until halftime. The Vandals lead it 17-13. It looks like the Vandals are going for it. So the Vandals are going for it. 4th and 5 from the Carlinville 8, two receivers each side. Andrew Casey from the shotgun puts a man in motion left to right, Colbert. I think they were going to try to pull Carlinville offside, and it's not going to work. Play clock down to 10, and the Vandals are going to take a timeout. So the Vandals were trying to pull Carlinville offside. It did not work. And so the Vandals are going to go ahead and kick the field goal. This will be about a 25-yard field goal. Ball was at the 8, spot 7. Yeah, about 25-yard field goal. So a 25-yard field goal attempt. Vandals lead 17-13. And Cole Durbin will be attempting the extra point with 13.6 seconds remaining. Until halftime, the Vandals lead 17-13. Cole Durbin had a 32-yarder in the first quarter, Vandals' first score of the game. So Cole Durbin spots it. It'll be about a 25-yard kick attempt. Cole Durbin, the snap is back. The kick is up. The kick is no good. No good. So the kick is no good. And so the Vandals' lead will remain 17-13. So the kick no good on the field goal attempt. He had the distance. It was just off. And so Carlinville will take over 10 seconds on the clock. So 10 seconds on the clock. And Carlinville takes over at the 20. So Carlinville takes over at the 20, 10 seconds on the clock. We'll see. They may just take a knee and take it to the locker room. And that is exactly what they will do. So the Carlinville Cavaliers will take a knee and run out the clock. The Vandals with a 17-13 lead. It was not a perfect first half, but the Vandals do have a 17-13 lead here at halftime. So 17-13. is our score. The Vandals leading the Carlinville Cavaliers here at halftime. We'll take a break and come back, talk about halftime here on WKRV.